The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back with Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They serve 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. I'm Tony Curry. This is Bite by Bite. This week we're going to talk about should food banks get into the business of solving social determinants of health other than the food insecurity itself? I want to go back to your previous job, if you don't mind, when you were the CEO of the Jimmy Hale Mission, because at the Jimmy Hale Mission, there were a lot of determinants. There were a lot of different things. It wasn't just about getting people homes. It was about getting people's education. It was about getting them fed. It was about keeping them warm. It was about finding them relationships. It was about all those things. Now you've gotten to the point where your main purpose is to get the belly full. Get the belly full.
Right.
And then how much further do you want to go? And I would imagine you're dealing with a lot of people that are obviously in a lot of social economic situations and disadvantages. And so you're probably seeing, this person probably could use a new ride, or this person could probably live in a better home. And how much more involved do you want to get into that? Or do you just say, listen, here's your box of food, God bless you, and go on your way?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it is a huge challenge that we're all wrestling with in food banking, in the food banking world, and part of the Feeding America network right now. When I was up at Jimmy Hale, just like you said, rarely did I, if ever, do I remember a case where the problem of homelessness was because literally, you know, they're ready to go to work and there just wasn't a job or whatever. There's always other things involved in it. There could be mental health issues. There could be addiction issues resulting from childhood traumas, on and on and on. So it does, to solve the problem of homelessness, lots of times it does bleed out into several other areas that you have to address, or at least be able to refer somebody for help in that area. And so there's probably most in our audience don't know this, but in January of 2024, the government now requires hospitals to begin to survey patients on the differing social determinants of health. So if you get admitted to the hospital, they're going to ask you, they're required now to ask you, do you not have enough food at home? And so they're checking for your food insecurity. They will check to make sure that you have a house or a place to live. They look at your economic stability and your access to health care. And right now they're just gathering data, but I'm certain that within a couple of years, they're then going to be required to do something about it, to pass something, you know, to like refer you if you don't have food out to the food bank network. So a lot of people wrestle them. How far do we go? And I have some concerns, but I also understand the tug. I'm tugged to want to go in that direction. I'm predisposed to want to get into these other areas and have a more comprehensive approach. But I also know that there are red flags. And so I think it's so easy for organizations, especially in the nonprofit world, to see, okay, food insecurity, but yeah, they need the job. Where's the workforce development coming from? And to just naturally bleed over into that, because you're like, hey, but then you find yourself as a food bank over here doing job training.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, as a nonprofit, one of the things that's very, very important is you have a mission statement, you have a vision statement, and you have a mission statement. And it's the board of directors' responsibility to ensure that the CEO and the staff are everything that they're doing, every dollar that's spent is in accordance with accomplishing their stated mission. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong if a board of directors and the leadership of an organization say, well, we want to be in that space. We want to be in that space. So you might change your mission statement to say, we're doing food banking and we're going to be working on the social determinants of health, all of them. And now that's part of, you've made that part of your mission. But more often than not, what happens is it's a good thing to do. We start working in that direction. We start raising money. And then people are like, wait a minute, you're a food bank. You're a food bank and you're doing workforce development or you're doing community redevelopment, or you're in the housing. You're trying to find people housing, and it can get very confusing, and you can actually cross paths in a way that's not really good. So I'm just saying all that as it's one of the things that we're all wrestling with. Feeding America's guidance is, we know that the social determinants of health, the government saying the same thing, these social determinants of health, there are several things that are affecting people's health that have nothing to do with medical reasons.
Sure.
Okay. How much education you have? Well, people are like, why is education a social determinant of health? Because those with educations, formalized educations, of course, there are exceptions. More often than not, are going to live in better areas. The better area you live in, the less stress from crime, the less stress, the less noise pollution, the easier it is to get access to fresh food and fresh vegetables and resources because you're making more dollars. And so just that, those are all the things that go into saying someone has a healthier lifestyle. And it's more than just having enough food. It's more than just these other things. It's a more comprehensive view of somebody's life. And boy, I tell you, it needs to be looked at. It needs to be as part of the discussion. But I think every food bank's really going to have to wrestle with this as to whether it's the right move for them. And how far do you go? Because we know there's not enough resources for you to be all things to all people. No matter, your heart may be there, you may care about those things, but to be all things to all people is simply just, in my opinion, not the way to go.
Heart of Alabama Food Bank, he is the CEO, Michael Coleman, HAFB, hashtag that for any more information, of course, anything of it. They do wonderful work. And of course, you can also find us right here on the TKR app, as well as wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We're available on every major agency. Michael, thank you so much.
Enjoyed it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.